For those who may be wondering, this Mass fulfills your Sunday obligation. It's just one of those Sundays. The last time that happened was, remember, St. Paul, Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. It also fell on a Saturday. And so that Vigil Mass was celebrated as the Solemnity of St. Paul instead of that Sunday Mass. All Souls Day, following All Saints Day. Now, the Lutheran pastor and theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer once reflected on the experience of emptiness, you know, in the aftermath of the death of a loved one. And he wrote, and I quote, "It is wrong to say that God fills the emptiness. God in no way fills it, but much more leaves it precisely unfilled, and thus helps us preserve, even in pain, the authentic relationship." Unquote. You know, as a community of faith, part of the very fabric of our faith is the commemoration of the faithful departed. On a personal level, this can be a very personal day, as we remember the many loved ones who have gone before us, but not before they loved us and formed us and shared their lives with us. For some, when we reflect on our memories and experiences with those loved ones who have passed from this life to the next, it can be a source of pain as we reflect on the emptiness that is left in their absence. On the level of this community of faith, this takes on a much larger meaning. As a community of faith, we gather to pray for my loved ones and your loved ones and for all the faithful departed. All. While many, these countless souls may not be a part of my, you know, individual experience and memory, or yours, your memory or experiences, their lives are a part of a much larger collective memory. We call that the communion of saints. We believe in the communion of saints. Yesterday, we celebrated the triumphant church. Today, we celebrate the suffering church. And we, this pilgrim journey, are called the militant church. We believe in the communion of saints. But going back to what Dietrich Bonhoeffer mentioned about this God not feeling the emptiness, it leaves us with an important question. How much more emptiness ought we feel in the absence of this innumerable number of souls who have gone before us? But the truth is, Bonhoeffer isn't saying we should feel empty. The feeling of emptiness moves us toward depression and endless sorrow. In fact, the feeling of emptiness runs totally contrary to St. Paul's message of hope, that the Christian hope does not disappoint. Hope does not disappoint. Instead of feeling empty, Bonhoeffer is inviting us to be always aware of the relationship we have had with our loved ones who have died. Even in death, that relationship remains because of Christ's promise of eternal life. Hope reassures us that even in death, we are always connected in Christ. And so too, this is with the wider communion of saints. All people, living and dead, are alive in God, and thus are alive every time we gather, especially as we gather in the Eucharist, this Eucharistic meal. The communion of saints gathered in one place in the celebration of the Eucharist. The church triumphant, the church militant, the church suffering. We need always keep space, you know, in our personal faith life and in our communal celebrations for this communion, for such communion. That's why as a community we pray each Mass each and every Mass for the dead in our intercessions and in our Eucharistic prayer. All the Eucharistic prayers mention prayer for our beloved dead. We are keeping ourselves open to the relationship with all those who are alive in Christ. We keep ourselves open to their example of faithfulness and Christian discipleship, that we are never alone. As we celebrate All Souls Day, or technically the commemoration of the faithful departed, now we might be tempted to give into grief, especially as we recall those closest to us, who no longer sit next to us in church. How many of us have wanted to pick up the phone to call a loved one, or have waited for them to return home, only to realize they won't be picking up or coming home? Sometimes in grief, we are tempted to fill our emptiness with something else: anger, bitterness, addiction, alcohol, what have you. Today, the invitation, as Bonhoeffer mentioned, is to allow those places in ourselves to remain empty but open. Empty but open. And while the adage may remain true that there is no wrong way to grieve, perhaps it could also be said that there is a Christian way to grieve. We place our grief into the hands of hope and the promise of eternal life in God. As Christians, we place our grief into the arms of gratitude, thanking God for the saints who have lighted our way. As Christians, we place our grief into the heart of faith, knowing that death is not the end. As Scripture says, death has no sting. May our emptiness cause us to yearn for deeper relationship with the communion of saints, these countless women and men who dined at the banquet of the Lord in their life and now dine at the heavenly banquet and at this Eucharistic meal, Sunday after Sunday, that we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are always connected to them. Amen.